Welcome to our radio show. Today we have a special guest who will discuss the missing piece of the retirement puzzle. Kevin Gutman offers senior homeowners financial certainty, increased cash flow and flexibility, allowing them the time and financial freedom to enjoy their golden years. In fact, his book is a bestseller, The Swiss Army Knife of Retirement Cash Flow. Kevin, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. I am delighted to be here.
It's no secret that people are living longer and are concerned about outliving their money. How are you able to help seniors with their finances?
That's a great question. Many seniors are house rich but cash poor. They are concerned that they haven't saved enough for retirement as prices continue to rise. How we help them is, first, we can eliminate their monthly mortgage payment if they still have a mortgage. Second, we can turn their home equity into cash flow tax-free that can supplement their income.
Okay, let me see if I'm hearing you. Homeowners with equity can turn that equity into cash they can live on?
Yes, that's correct. And the money they receive from the equity in their home is tax-free. What this does is two things. First, it allows them to delay accessing their other investments to live on so they can continue to grow. Second, it helps people stay in their homes longer and age in place instead of going to an assisted living facility.
All right. What's the catch?
There is no catch, but there are some qualifications people need to meet. They must be homeowners with at least 50% or more equity in their home, and at least one of them needs to be over 62 years of age. This is a specialized mortgage that started in 1961 and began being regulated by HUD, Housing and Urban Development Department, in 1988 to help senior homeowners in their retirement years.
Wow, it's been around a long time. Will this program work for any property, like an investment property, vacant land, or a second home?
The program is for primary residences that are single-family homes, townhomes, condos that are FHA-approved, or a 1-to-4-unit building. One important note is the homeowner must live in the property at least 6 months or more of the year.
Okay, is there a limit to how much of the home's equity can be accessed?
Yes, good question. Usually it's about 50%, depending upon the age of the youngest homeowner, the value of the home, and the interest rate on the loan. The loan limit for 2018 is $679,650.
Okay, so let's say someone meets the criteria you mentioned. Are there any limitations on how they can use the funds?
No, they can use the money to pay off debt, remodel their home, give to their church or favorite charity, help their children or grandchildren, travel, buy long-term care insurance or life insurance, etc. The only thing they cannot do is buy an annuity.
So, to summarize up this point, a homeowner who is 62 years old or greater with equity in their home can eliminate their monthly mortgage payment, turn that equity into cash flow tax-free to supplement their retirement, or to use the funds however they see fit, which gives them peace of mind about not running out of money in retirement or living too long. Is that right?
That is all true. It is a tremendous product for the right family and situation.
Kevin, how can people get a copy of your book, The Swiss Army Knife of Retirement Cash Flow?
It's available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and audiobook, or you can visit reversemortgagebook.info.
Thank you, Kevin. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in a few minutes to continue our conversation with best-selling author Kevin Gutman. Welcome back to our show. We have a special guest, Kevin Gutman, who helps senior homeowners leverage the equity in their home into cash flow tax-free. Kevin, can you tell us more about how this program works?
Sure. A common scenario I see is that people want to remain in their home for as long as possible, or age in place. What has happened to a few of my clients is that they or their spouse get sick and suddenly most of their income or retirement funds goes into paying medical bills or long-term care. Or there's another type of unexpected expense that draws down the income. It's tough because many retirees are on a fixed income. At that point, they have two options: find another housing situation they can afford, like an apartment, or go back to work, a bleak situation. They learn about reverse mortgage and contact me to see if they qualify. When they do and we close, they are so relieved. One client told me she had the best night of sleep in months after we closed on her reverse mortgage.
Wow. So, this program really is in place to benefit seniors in retirement.
It absolutely is. You know, the baby boomers are the first generation that have had to fund their own retirement, and so many are thrown off by market downturns, inflation, and other unexpected expenses.
So, are those in dire straits the only ones who should look at a reverse mortgage?
No, but that's been the perception for many years, and that's actually how the program was developed. In 1961, a banker in Maine wanted to help a widow stay in her home after her income declined with the passing of her husband. Today, however, there are many people who get a reverse mortgage to travel, remodel their home, give to charity, or build up a cash reserve just in case. So it's no longer a loan of last resort.
It seems like there's a lot of variety in how people can use the proceeds. That's got to be good news for seniors.
Yes, a lot of variety. There is no limit to how the tax-free proceeds can be used. I like to think of it in five categories: housing, medical, cash flow, dream, legacy.
Those categories are how you organize the stories in your book as well, The Swiss Army Knife of Retirement Cash Flow.
That's right. These stories illustrate how seniors unlock the equity they have accrued over the years, and then the best part, how their home starts paying them tax-free so they can get the most out of their golden years. Whether that's planning to take the whole family to Disney or remodeling their home for main floor living so they can continue to age in place.
We are talking with Kevin Gutman, who helps senior homeowners leverage the equity in their home to increase cash flow tax-free. Kevin, what do you wish all seniors knew as they approach their retirement years?
Well, that's a great question. I wish they knew that a reverse mortgage is safer than it's ever been, and it's the most versatile way to use an asset that was previously locked up. Early on, reverse mortgages got a bad reputation, and it was probably well-deserved. But in the last few years, it's been improved upon, and HUD insures it. So for many baby boomers who are cash poor but house rich, and for a senior on fixed income, a reverse mortgage can make a huge difference.
It could change their lives.
It does. It has that potential. That's what I love about it. When I talk with clients, most are a little skeptical and guarded at first, but then they understand how it reduces their risk in retirement, and they're all in. Then, as they learn how they can generate cash flow tax-free, it's a no-brainer for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Kevin, what would you say to someone who's considering a reverse mortgage but doesn't know what steps to take next?
Well, the first thing would be to talk to a licensed professional who specializes in reverse mortgages. My team and I offer a no-obligation confidential consultation to help people see if they qualify. Also, the Swiss Army Knife of Retirement Cash Flow is a good resource for understanding the basics of the program, as well as finding a story that might be similar to a situation a listener finds themselves in. Learn what you can, ask questions, and determine if this is the right program, the right time, and the right licensed professional to work with.
Great. Can you let people know how they can get a copy of your book?
Sure. It's available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and audiobook, or they can visit reversemortgagebook.info.
That's great. Thanks, Kevin. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Welcome back to our show. We have with us Kevin Gutman, best-selling author of The Swiss Army Knife of Retirement Cash Flow. He helps senior homeowners across the nation generate cash flow tax-free in retirement through unlocking the equity in their homes. Kevin, tell us a story about a couple who was able to successfully do what you're proposing, generate cash flow in their golden years.
I know just the one. Robert and Deborah Salazar met in the summer before their senior year of high school, when they were working at the same restaurant together. He is a busboy and she is a hostess. They haven't been apart since. To listen to their story, they sound like the perfect family. High school sweethearts who fell in love, got married, had kids, bought a home.
The American dream.
That's right. They had their ups and downs, but overall, life has been pretty good to them. Their four children now have families of their own, and Robert and Deborah frequently rattle off the many activities their children and grandchildren are involved in, along with proudly showing off photos. They really only had one concern as they settled into retirement, and that was their $202,000 mortgage balance.
Well, with market uncertainty and inflation, I can see how that would be a concern on a fixed income.
Exactly. The youngest daughter, Alicia, had decided to become a business owner and open a dance studio 15 years ago. Robert and Deborah wanted to help out with some financing, so they decided to refinance their mortgage to free up some money to lend to Alicia. Unfortunately, Alicia's business never took off. It failed after 2 years, but not until wiping out all of her savings. The Salazars knew they would likely not be repaid and forgave the daughter of the debt. While they had made extra payments whenever possible, being retired on a fixed income, at ages 66 and 65 respectively, the Salazars knew it would be another 14 years before their mortgage was paid off. Their $1,500 per month mortgage payment was something they could handle now, but it was tapping their funds quickly, and they weren't sure if it was the best use of the money as they approached retirement.
Ooh, that's a tight spot.
They spoke to some close friends, the Garcias, because they had sold their home to get out from under a mortgage. The Garcias lamented the fact that they couldn't control their housing costs because their rent was going up every year. They mentioned that they were looking to buy a home and were going to use a reverse mortgage loan so they could be free of monthly mortgage payments, although they still would have to pay the property taxes, homeowners insurance, and maintain the home.
That's the HECM for Purchase program where seniors can use a reverse mortgage to purchase a home.
Right. Sounding too good to be true, the Salazars asked for the contact information for the reverse mortgage planner to look into what help they could receive. They weren't sure if they had to own their home free and clear, but they knew that talking with a licensed professional would be the first step. If nothing else, they thought they could refinance and maybe lower their monthly payments.
So people can still owe a balance on their mortgage and qualify?
Yes, that's what's so great about this program. So the Salazars met with a reverse mortgage planner who explained how the process and how reverse mortgages work. Based on the home's value, their current mortgage balance, the interest rate, and their ages, they qualified for a reverse mortgage that allowed them to stop making mandatory monthly mortgage payments. They said, "It feels like we regained lost time and money. Now they get to continue living in their home without a mandatory monthly mortgage payment."
You say without a mandatory mortgage payment. Can someone make a payment if they choose to?
Yes, a payment's optional with a reverse mortgage, and there's no penalty for paying the loan off early.
Okay. What is the length of the loan term?
Well, you may not believe this. The loan term is to age 150 of the youngest borrower.
Wow. So obviously it's designed so no one will outlive the term of the loan.
Exactly.
Okay, back to the story. So the people are getting a reverse mortgage. They go through the application, the underwriting, appraisal, closing. They fund the loan. They continue living in the home. Now, what happens at the end of the mortgage term, either when they move out of the house or they pass away?
A lot of folks wonder about this, so it's a great question. There are a couple of options. First, if the homeowner has equity remaining, which is likely, the homeowners or heirs have 6 months to sell the home, plus 2 3-month extensions if they need it, so a total of 12 months to sell. If the home has equity, the borrowers or heirs can refinance the property with a regular traditional mortgage and either keep the home as an investment property or move in as their primary residence. Obviously, when the home sells, they will keep whatever equity is left. If the home is over-leveraged, the options look different. One, the heirs can purchase the home at 95% of the appraised value and move in as their primary residence. But I'll be honest, only 1% of the heirs want the house. They do want the proceeds. Or two, if the home is over-leveraged, the heirs can hand over the keys to the loan servicer and walk away with no repercussions.
How does that work? Wouldn't the heirs owe the remaining balance if the home was over-leveraged or upside down?
That's what a lot of people think, but this is a unique loan. It's a non-recourse loan, which means the house owes the money, not the heirs, not the borrowers. The people don't owe the money, the house owes the money. It's like your house got a loan, not you. The homeowners and heirs will never get a bill if there is more owed than the home was worth. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's incredible.
Right? That's what I love about the reverse mortgage program. It is structured to benefit the senior homeowners even at the end of the term.
It sure is. What about the tax-free cash flow? How can the proceeds be received?
Sure. There are 4 ways people can receive the proceeds from the equity in their home. First is lump sum. You can consolidate debt, take a trip, make a large purchase, remodel your house, pay off the rest of your mortgage. It's just like one big check for X amount. Remember, the house owes the money, not any person. Second, monthly payments. You can choose to receive a certain amount of money for a set period of months, or as long as you remain in the home 6 months or more a year. It's like you're getting the paycheck from your home.
Oh, my husband would love that.
Yeah. Third, line of credit. You can access the line of credit as you need it. It's guaranteed to grow annually by an agreed-upon interest rate, usually between 4 and 5%. And fourth, any combination of the first three options. The proceeds are usually tax-free because it is a loan your house is incurring, and loans are not taxed.
Kevin, in your book, The Swiss Army Knife of Retirement Cashflow, you write about a family who received the proceeds via a lump sum and did something that was a dream of theirs and left a legacy. Tell us more about that story.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. Okay, so this couple, the Bernals, were approaching retirement and they wanted to do something really special for they and their family. They cooked up this elaborate plan and were giddy about it. At Christmas, Lee and Lorraine were going to announce to their four children and 13 grandchildren that they were all, yes, all going to Disney World in Florida. Lee and Lorraine couldn't wait for the look of surprise on their faces.
What a blast! There's no place like the Magic Kingdom.
Magical indeed. They had worked with a travel agent to put all the pieces together and were going to be renting a house that could accommodate all of them, and they were going to live it up. The Bernals had learned several years ago about the benefit of putting their home equity to use and were bursting with excitement. A small draw in the equity meant the family trip would build the memories they wanted to share with their kids and grandkids. Then, in a few more years, they would consider whether they wanted to sell their house and downsize or stay put.
They wanted to keep their options open.
Exactly. They were thinking they might stay 5 or 10 years more in their home, but they were open to heading anywhere in the world that was calling them. Until then, they wanted to celebrate the new season of their lives with a big bang. Lorraine had been a homemaker when the kids were younger, a sacrifice that meant they didn't have money for elaborate family vacations. Lorraine had given countless hours to the PTA and driving the kids to and from activities for 27 years. Since the youngest had left home, she spent time keeping the house beautiful, as she always had done, and giving her time to school drama programs by sewing costumes.
She must be quite the seamstress.
Quite talented. In fact, when the grandkids came along, she jumped right back into involvement with them and their activities. The kids loved Nana's house because she would always sew their costumes, just like she had done for her own kids, everything from pirate outfits to princess dresses. The trip to Disney wasn't something just the children had wanted to do, but it was something she'd always longed to do, and didn't mind admitting how excited she was to see the princesses and their beautiful dresses. The entire Bernal family was indeed surprised at the announcement at Christmas, and are all looking forward to their trip in the summer.
I bet they'll remember that trip for a long time. Kevin, I want to ask a question that I think many listeners are wondering. What are the differences between a home equity loan and a reverse mortgage? Can't a homeowner accomplish the same thing with a HELOC or home equity line of credit?
Yes, it's another option. Reverse mortgages have become more popular because they allow the borrower to receive loan proceeds that do not require immediate repayment, as long as you remain in the home as your primary residence, do not sell your home, and at least one borrower lives in the home and follows the loan guidelines. On the other hand, obtaining a home equity loan, or HELOC, second mortgage, requires that you have sufficient income to cover the debt, plus you must continue to make monthly payments. With a reverse mortgage, you are not required to make monthly mortgage payments. Most seniors on a fixed income don't want a monthly mortgage payment, as this is their biggest expense in retirement.
It sounds like a HELOC gives you a similar result with fewer of the benefits of a reverse mortgage. Is that right?
Yes, because with a reverse mortgage, the house is responsible for the repayment and not a person. It's designed to help senior homeowners during their golden years in a way that a HELOC product is not. Other differences are a HELOC can be frozen, reduced, or payment demanded in full. This happened in 2008 and 2009. With a reverse mortgage line of credit, which grows 4 to 5% a year, compound interest guaranteed, regardless of what happens in the real estate market.
Okay, so let's talk about that more. Are you saying that the line of credit with the reverse mortgage grows each year, no matter what happens in the real estate market?
Yes, it's like having insurance for your home equity. Once a senior homeowner closes on a reverse mortgage, their equity and payments are locked in. that line of credit grows 4 to 5% a year compound interest.
That is truly amazing. We are talking with Kevin Gutman, best-selling author of The Swiss Army Knife of Retirement Cashflow. Kevin helps senior homeowners across the country leverage the equity in their home into cash flow tax-free. Kevin, what is a common myth that people believe about reverse mortgages?
One that I hear a lot is that they'll lose their home or get kicked out of their home by the bank or the government may take their home. That is 100% inaccurate. When a homeowner gets a reverse mortgage, they retain title to their home. The bank or mortgage company does not own the property. The homeowner still does. They'd never go off title.
The title of your book includes the words retirement cash flow. Can you tell us more about how cash flow plays a role in retirement for senior homeowners?
Sure thing. Many retirees and seniors are on a fixed income. Social Security, pension, 401k proceeds, investment proceeds, etc. When inflation hits, or unexpected expenses surface, or debt balloons out of control, or there's a market downturn, it can be very challenging for folks with a tight budget and limited cash flow.
Absolutely. They need more cash, and it's got to come from somewhere.
And that's where the equity from the home can be unlocked and utilized. They don't necessarily want to go back to work or have to sell possessions, so this option is very attractive for homeowners. Suddenly, they can pay off debt and free up some of their cash, or they can stop making their mandatory mortgage payment each month, or they can build up a cash reserve. In retirement, cash flow trumps equity.
That's absolutely true. You mentioned Social Security. That's a huge source of income for many seniors. Aren't there benefits to waiting to begin collecting Social Security? And how can senior homeowners maximize their income using Social Security and a reverse mortgage?
This is huge. I'll answer your question with a story about a couple who thought this through. Joe and Jada were high school sweethearts and now have been married for 50 years. In their careers, Joe worked as a salesman and Jada was a receptionist at a dental office. 5 years ago, when Joe was ready to retire, his certified financial planner brought up the idea of using a reverse mortgage to leverage their home equity and delay collecting Social Security benefits. Later, Joe said, "I hadn't heard anything good about reverse mortgages." He admitted, "I only thought they caused people to lose their homes." The advisor explained that waiting until we were 70 years old to collect on our Social Security benefits would be very advantageous to us. I was skeptical, but he showed me what the benefits were and how it compared to the increased income. It just made sense.
Even he was skeptical at first and believed the myth about people losing their homes.
It just goes to show how prevalent it is and why education, first and foremost, is so important. The longer you can wait to collect Social Security benefits, the higher percentage you will receive. So it was to their advantage to wait, and it worked out for them. The changes to the guidelines in reverse mortgages allowed Joe and Jada to use their home, one of their largest assets, to extend the life of their retirement savings. Once the Social Security benefits were being drawn on, they chose the option to have the reverse mortgage funding as a line of credit, to draw on for unexpected expenses. Because the funds were tax-free, they were able to keep their investments building value without pulling money out of them, giving them additional peace of mind.
I see now why you call it the Swiss Army knife. This is more than one single function. There are a ton of uses for the reverse mortgage product.
Absolutely. The biggest barrier is education. People don't know and simply dismiss it, not realizing it can really help them.
Great. Kevin, before you go, we want to do a quick rapid-fire round of questions. Are you up for it?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, here's the first one. Does my house need to be paid off for me to qualify for a reverse mortgage?
No, but you do need to have at least 50% or more equity.
Next question. Do I have to pay taxes on the equity proceeds I receive?
The proceeds are usually tax-free because it's a loan, and your Social Security and Medicare benefits aren't impacted.
How will this loan affect my estate, and how much will be left to my heirs?
That's a good question. Once the loan is paid off, when the last borrower moves out, your heirs will receive any remaining equity from the sale of the home. With changes that happened October 2nd, 2017, there will be more equity available to the heirs.
What are the FHA mortgage insurance premium charges?
This is a beautiful thing. Most reverse mortgages today are insured by FHA, Mortgage Insurance Premium Fund. What that means is if your home ends up being underwater, neither you nor your heirs will get a bill. What will happen is the insurance will kick in and make up any shortfall. So it protects the lender that they'll get all their money, and it protects you that and your heirs that you won't get a bill.
Is it required that I receive counseling before getting a reverse mortgage?
Yes, an independent third party does a one-hour phone counseling appointment, which helps the homeowner understand the nuances of the product. This is a requirement to get the loan.
Do I have to pay any servicing fees to the reverse mortgage lender during the course of my loan?
Usually no.
Will my Social Security or Medicare benefits be affected if I take out a reverse mortgage?
Social Security and Medicare benefits are not affected by the reverse mortgage proceeds.
That's huge for a lot of folks, I think. Kevin, thanks so much for being with us today. Where can people get a copy of your book, The Swiss Army Knife of Retirement Cashflow?
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's available in paperback, audio, or Kindle on Amazon.com. You can search for my name, Kevin Gutman, or the title, The Swiss Army Knife of Retirement Cashflow, or you can visit reversemortgagebook.info. It's been a pleasure talking with you.